Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about what a healthy fashion doll can do for our young girls' sense of self-esteem. A very interesting article was written by Michaeline Duclough in Schatz Health News from NPR on April 4th, 2014, called Could a Barbie Doll Get Real? What a Healthy Fashion Doll Looks Like. Though there aren't many studies that point to Barbie as a negative influence on body image of young girls, there have been many people who have complained about it over the years. It is well known that the proportions of the doll are of inhumane dimensions. For a real person to have Barbie's body, she would have to grow about 5 inches, trim 17 inches from her waist, and slim her neck by about 6 inches. Artist Nicolay Lam had decided it was about time to do something to correct this problem. You see, he had a young cousin who said that she was too fat to wear her bathing suit. Now, he knew that she wasn't too fat. She was actually a really good-looking young girl, and her body was fine. However, it was this negative commentary toward her body that gave Lam the inspiration to do something about this issue. Being an artist, he designed a doll that was much more realistic in its proportions to what a young girl would look like when she grew up a little bit. Because, you see, when Lam went to the toy store to see the physical forms of the dolls that were being sold, he realized where this unrealistic expectation was coming from and decided to create his own realistic rendition. Now, there was a small study done by psychologist Aurora Sherman at Oregon State University on the impact of the Barbie doll on girls' career ambitions. This reported in the same article. The findings are rather interesting. Given a Barbie doll, she found that 37 girls ages 4 through 7 thought that boys could do 2.5 more jobs than girls after 5 minutes of playing with Barbie. Compare that to 5 minutes of play with Mr. Potato Head, and the same 37 girls didn't distinguish differences between the jobs that the girls and boys could do. One other interesting bit of information regarding the design of Barbie doll is that it was designed after a German sex toy, with a few nicks and tucks, as stated in the article, over the past 5 decades. I'm glad that someone has finally decided to add a bit of reality back to the dolls girls play with, though it's sad to realize that it took 5 decades to get the deed done. Parents, you can instill a good sense of self-esteem into your girls by letting them know that they're beautiful, whole, and complete just the way they are. Another thing parents can do is to spend much more time giving positive feedback than negative. Never tell your child to eat everything on the plate. They can eat until they're full, and that's good enough. There's no need to make them feel bad for not eating everything on their plate, because these are the bad habits that one can create in a child that leads to overeating later on in life. So please, do your kids a favor and never tell them to eat everything on their plate. They know when they're full, so let them stop eating when that time has come. Also, give your child compliments on how she looks, especially if she's taken the time to make herself look nice. It costs nothing to do these things, and can make a huge difference in how your young girl grows to appreciate herself as she grows up, building in a good sense of self-esteem and self-respect. And that is all you really want to see in your child, isn't it? A healthy sense of self. Because with that, your child knows that she can be and do whatever she chooses to be and do without any unnecessary, and hopefully your young girl will feel just fine wearing a bathing suit, feeling great about the way she looks. As was Mr. Lamb's intention when setting out on this endeavor to create a much more realistic looking doll for young girls to play with.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.